You have to come up and see Ms. Nancy.
Can we start this new, can you call the new case number again?
24172.
Thank you.
Bridgeport. Would you identify yourself, sir?
Michael Segrist, common spelling, Michael, S-I-G-R-I-S-T.
And your position?
Sergeant, Bridgeport Police Department, keeper of records.
Thank you. Your brief statement of the case, sir?
On the initial application, the appellate had a convicted felon on his rap sheet. Also, there was a couple issues, failure to disclose a couple alternatives and social security numbers. So he was denied. And then currently, the appellant was rerun on 6/25/25. Those convictions no longer are showing, but they're still showing a disqualification for firearms through the collect and triple I background.
I'm sorry, you'll have, what's the last that you said?
He's still showing a disqualification for firearms through the state on the triple I check and the collect check.
And triple I is what?
It's a computer interstate identification index. It's a computerized records check without fingerprints, your name, DOB, social security number, things like that.
And that check shows what?
There's a disqualification for firearms.
On the basis of?
I don't know on that. It's still showing on there.
And I'm going to take a shot at it. Likely, he was a convicted felon. And I'm assuming, pardon in here, is there a pardon involved?
Yes.
Okay. That still shows up as a disqualifier, somehow two separate databases.
Despite the pardon?
I don't think and I'm just guessing now. I'm guessing that they don't have their records up to date. Because if he's not a convicted felon anymore under the law, he wouldn't be statutorily disqualified. Maybe unsuitable, but he wouldn't be statutorily disqualified. And that's really up to the issuing authority to explain that rather than.
Okay.
I think I'm right, but you have the records, I don't.
And
is there any other reason other than being a convicted felon that he would be disqualified from possessing handguns?
He appealed twice within a year and didn't wait the 12 months to reapply.
That's not illegal.
Well, no, it is. It's actually...
To reapply?
Yes. Matter of fact, the statute says if you reapply within 12 months, no permit shall be issued. So, and the reality is we shouldn't even hear this case.
Not yet.
Yes. Let us figure out what's going on.
We haven't even heard that testimony yet, but if you apply within...
So when was the first application?
2/23/23, and then you applied on 7/25/23.
So 5 months later?
Correct.
Two separate applications?
Correct.
Yeah, the statute is 29-28-3B. And I don't have a copy of it here, but it does say no permit shall be issued if you don't wait the 12 months.
So that's an
someone should, I wish Goody was here. She always has her laptop, but she looks these things up. But that's my understanding, and the issuing authorities, that do you have that statute or?
I don't have the statute on me.
So do you understand?
Yes.
This complicated.
They told me to put it back in. That's the only reason I put it back in.
Yeah, you can definitely reapply, but you do have to wait 12 months.
No, I waited the 12 months. When I first applied, I put the thing in with my pardon papers and everything. They said I was denied because I had to go to, I put the pardon papers in with the state instead of the city the first time. They told me to redo it, so I redid it with the city. My understanding was to put it in with the state. I put it in with the city, so that's why I put it in again.
Is that accurate?
I'm not aware. I wasn't in the office at the time. I just have what was documented.
For the record, his chief, Chief Porter, the Bridgeport chief, told me to put it in, and I didn't put it in. I waited the 2 years to this date to come.
All right, we're going to have to hear the testimony when you show us the applications.
Yeah, we have a first holder here. An application. For the 2/22, it might be a total, but this is 2/13/23 and this is 2/23/23 for the first application.
Okay, was that to Bridgeport?
Yeah.
Okay, and then the next one?
It'd be 7/25/23.
And was that also to Bridgeport?
Correct.
And what is he talking about with the state? Do you know? Do you have any idea?
No, I just know after we ran him, the pardon was cleared, but...
No, I understand, but he's saying he applied to the state and they told him to, no, apply to Bridgeport, which probably wouldn't count, but that doesn't seem to be true. He's saying you applied twice in Bridgeport.
Yeah, we have two separate case jackets for him.
Yeah, but they told me to put it back in, because it had to be a, they said to me that it had to be a misunderstanding.
When did you apply to the state police?
Around the same time.
You don't have that, do you?
No.
So you have two applications in Bridgeport?
Correct.
One on 2/23/23, or 2/13, you said?
Yeah.
And one on 7/25/23?
Correct.
Which is clearly not, over 12 months.
And I applied when I got the full pardon.
11/11.
Yeah.
And which one are we here on?
The two, the second one, 7/25/23.
Which, if I understand correctly, that is not greater than 12 months and in violation of statute. Is that the argument? That you're right. I'm trying not to put words in your mouth, but, because I don't want to be wrong here. You have to tell me that's true or not.
Yeah, that would be the second one within the 12 months.
So for clarification, sorry, Chief.
No, go ahead.
So for clarification purposes, the reason for denial is what?
The twice within 1 year, within the 12 months.
And nothing else?
Yeah, because other stuff cleared, and then it has the disqualifier for the firearms.
Is there a letter stipulating that to, that was sent to the appellate?
Correct, we have a...
Because I didn't see a letter that stipulated that, that that was the reason for the denial.
The reason for the denial?
Should be in here.
Yeah, the denial letter says, well, that's April 24.
It's September 13/23. That's the original.
Correct.
April 24/23. So are we talking April, I have an April 24/2023 from Sergeant Segrist denial letter. So why would there be, we have September 13/23 a denial, and then a denial date that looked like a new application 7/25/23. But then we have a second denial on April 24/23, which would be before the 7/25 date, which would mean there's a third denial letter in here. I don't see that.
I don't see it as three. I was a little confused when I read this list. Yeah. I see it as an application on 2/23/23, denied on 4/21/23.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first one. Reapplied on 7/25/23, mm-hmm. And I do not see a denial letter for that one, but I think
correct,
you said
I didn't see that denial letter.
Yeah, so it says 9/8/23. I thought you said, yeah, so then denied on 9/8/23. Yeah, so
and
the April one was
what
there.
What does that denial letter say from September the last?
No, it doesn't. Oh, you have
the
it?
Last page of the is the denial letter for September 13th.
But that's the original. Right.
No, that's September. That's the second one.
Okay.
That's
so what's the reason for that denial?
It was showing a convicted felon. The pardon didn't go through then.
Yeah, and regardless of that, I mean, it truly, if he applied twice, my interpretation, if he applied twice within a 12-month period, it's not a valid application, and we can't accept it. The statute says shall not be issued.
Right.
But I would love to have someone confirm that before.
Yeah. I would love to him to receive that in a
yeah,
in
no,
a letter.
It would have been nice to tell him that because they have the issue of, okay, convicted felon at the time, maybe, pardon, but then there's suitability.
Of course.
But regardless of all of that, if it's not statutorily able to reapply, we
yeah,
shouldn't hear
that's
it.
My concern, that the appellant wasn't informed of that, if that's the reason for
but even if he had been, it's that if that's the case, if it's statutorily,
yeah, we would no we reason to be even be here.
Even if they made an error and didn't tell him, we couldn't
correct
give him permit to
correct
apply within 12 months. If now I'm asking you, is that all true?
Because I believe so. Yes.
That's it. I think
so
it's
a. I have
there's
the
nothing
two.
For us to do.
You can make a motion.
Make a motion.
Yeah, but do you understand that, what we're saying?
Yes, I know.
Headache.
No, it's hard. There's no doubt.
Under state law.
You've gone through a lot, you got, you went through a lot of good steps to get pardons.
Yes, it's been like 3 years.
But there are technical legal aspects that have to be followed. Much like if you were a convicted felon, we can't issue the permit no matter how great a person you are.
Of course, exactly.
But if you all violate another part of the statute by flying twice within 12 months, it's also not a valid.
But if I did everything I was supposed to do by the book and I still gotta go through this again, like, it's not my fault that they told me I couldn't reapply. It's the pardon, I guess, evidently didn't kick in the way it's supposed to.
You can always reapply, but you'd have to wait 12 months from your last application. And are you saying you did not wait 12 months?
It's terrible. It's a waste of time to drive all the way up here. I waited 2 years to come here.
I don't have that statute in front of me, obviously.
Yeah, I should've printed it.
I mean, but if.
I'll look it up, what was it?
It's a.
29-28.
Three.
Three B.
B. And it's a lengthy paragraph and it's halfway through somewhere. It's very hard to read on your phone.
And if he does come back, we wanna make sure he has a clean application in here. Does he need to do anything about that firearms disqualifier? Because if he goes through the whole thing again and there's a disqualifier on there, that's another waste of time.
Well, I don't know that there is anything he could do, but the issuing authority could certainly check and see what happened there. It's much like Nick said, that this hasn't been removed yet.
Yeah.
We've had those cases, which it would be. It would be a Nick said, I guess.
Sergeant, did you say you just reran it and it was there?
Yes, yeah, I have the copies right here on 625, but the
2928.
The original charges are all gone.
Paragraph three.
Yeah.
So those are all gone. So if he reapplies again, he should.
So the disqualifying background outside of the pardon, is this a Nix hit you're saying, or the disqualifier that's showing?
Did you do a Nix? Do you have a Nix hit on him, or is it just that? It just says that, so you don't.
So.
Is that related to the charges that are written on the pardon? But even if we get it right,
I mean, I just want to verify with appellant, what's the last four of your social?
1329.
Okay, so that's what came up on both of them.
Fine.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have the statute. They have time to read it.
And that's not the statute, though. That's it. That's the AI overview. Yeah, you got to find the actual statute because it's lengthy. Covers a lot of different things.
It's 2928, section 3, subsection B.
Okay.
I would.
I could have lifted him from the law firm, but I didn't.
Everything's online now. It's the most accurate online.
Yeah, I'll
Yeah, you gotta go to 29.
It doesn't need to go up that far.
If you were to apply now, it would get beyond the 12 months, right?
Correct. And we just have to double check with the state with that disqualifier, which is probably still pending on their end.
Would you guys issue if it was gone due to the pardon from the charges from 20-something years ago?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said it like that, but okay.
It sounds like where we're going is we are prohibited from hearing your application because you applied twice within a year. But if you were to reapply now, it's beyond the 12 months, and if in their investigation they don't find an automatic disqualifier, they may just go ahead and issue the permit, which means you wouldn't have to come back to us.
What is your turnaround time as far as issuing permits? I know that every town...
We're caught up, more or less, and I can expedite it also.
All right, okay.
Yeah, because there was nothing found in his FBI or anything else in say-so besides that, clear.
I mean, we can't guarantee at this point that they would issue it, but it's looking like that's a possibility.
So I would have to pay all over again, the procedure to...
I guess that would be...
Yeah, those are the state fees and stuff.
I would have to do all that all over again.
Yeah.
Because it was there for, on their end, though.
Well, it was just the double application within the year, so. I don't know what information.
We don't know whose fault it was, but it...
Right, so that's why the chief told me to put it back in again, don't worry about it. Right?
I believe so.
I would assume, that's why he probably said just put it in, because I'm sorry, Mr. Winston. This been happening to a lot of people, and they're trying to solve the issue.
Well, not the same issue, it's just the pardons, there's delay in the pardons, so...
Yeah, because the first time they said I got denied because I had something on my...
Yeah, you had the
stuff,
so that's all gone.
So now it's gone.
And also other appellants, they give us the pardons afterwards.
So now I can reapply and I won't have the same issue.
Correct, we just ran it 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So just basically just reapply again. All right. I got you. Just do it all over.
I don't know why you guys can't work this out, seeing these circumstances. I don't think it's the responsibility of the board to be digging through Connecticut general statutes on the day of an appeal. That was the argument that could have been made. But I think you guys clearly have an opportunity to work this out without us. And I don't know if we, on our behalf, instead of combing through, either delay and let you guys handle it and set a date if we need to.
And maybe we don't see you again.
Maybe we won't see you again.
Is there a motion?
Meaning what?
Let me say what?
Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to say.
I would like to, I would offer...
5 minutes wise, like, I mean, are they able to swallow that?
Here's the line in the statute. No person may apply for a temporary state permit to carry a pistol or revolver more than once within any 12-month period. And no temporary state permit to carry a pistol or revolver shall be issued to any person who has applied for such permit more than once within the preceding 12 months.
Yeah.
So there we are.
Is that what you saw too?
Yeah.
So that's the answer. Okay. So what I'm saying, we might not see you again.
But we should just, we can...
If you were to apply now...
Yeah.
Or you can withdraw.
It would be to Bridgeport.
Right.
And hopefully the pardon issue would be cleared up and...
Right.
Possibly they could go ahead and issue the permit, which we can't guarantee at this point, but it seems like that's a possibility.
Right.
So actually, yeah, should he withdraw?
Well, he can. Or...
You could withdraw this appeal then, which means you won't have... We're going to have to deny you if we go forward with your application.
Okay.
Or you could withdraw the appeal, and then you don't have a denial from us. And you basically start over again.
Start over again.
So just refill out, man.
Yeah.
I'd rather do
and
that.
And the only other thing is if you get denied, which I'm hoping you won't.
Right.
I'm
it's
really,
been like
really
3 years now.
If you get, let me know, because we'll put you
the top of the...
We'll have you come sooner than later.
Yeah.
We'll make you wait 2 years on our backlog.
I waited patiently.
No, I know. And I appreciate that. I wish I had a magic wand to shorten this time up, but...
So given
you know,
this complication,
yeah.
Would you like to withdraw your application to us?
Yes.
Okay. Well, withdraw. Try to figure it out with Bridgeport.
Hopefully it shouldn't be no more problems. I got a full pardon.
Right. You know,
hopefully.
Let me know.
Yeah, I don't see any issues at the moment.
So. Right.
You guys work that out. I get his card.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.